Good chilly morning to everybody. It's 10 minutes after 5 in the a.m. All right, finally happened. First time this morning.
What? You had to scrape?
A little frost on the windshield.
You still have a short sleeve shirt on, too.
Yeah, I didn't wear a jacket either, and the window's open right
here. You didn't wear a jacket?
No. It's not that cold. It's what, 30-something?
Yeah, but haven't you realized yet that they keep the temperature in here in many of the production rooms and things like a meat locker? You have to dress accordingly when you come to work here.
But see, I like the cold.
I know.
I've got this window open, and it's blowing wonderful cold air all over myself. If you're not careful.
I guess that keeps you from making your own gravy, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Radio hosts basting in their own sauce. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I got to tell you something funny that happened over the weekend. Actually, it was yesterday. We came to the conclusion, the family and I, that how many people have in their house, in their kitchen, a collection of plastic storage containers that are just, they're horrible. The lids are warped, and there's more
right.
lids than you've got containers.
Right.
And
you can't find the lid that fits the one that you have.
All right. And so I absolutely had it.
Went and bought some new Tupperware?
Well, not Tupperware, but you know what I'm talking about. It's the storage containers, yes. And it was really funny because we decided, okay, there's a whole bunch of other stuff that we need. Let's go to this particular store that has almost everything you could possibly want. And we'll separate as a group. You go this way and get some clothes for the kid. I'll go over here and get some stuff. And that's what we did.
Uh-huh.
We went in the store, and we split up like a...
$600 later, you...
Well, $300, yes. So I go off, and I got some of these plastic containers and a couple other things, kitchen-ish type of things that we've needed to get. A new potato masher, because I bent our old one.
Ooh, you're strong.
I opened up the drawer and it got stuck.
Oh, I see. It wasn't mashing potatoes that you did. It was
no.
trying to yank the drawer open that
yes.
was jammed with stuff. Okay.
Yes, exactly. Right. And then when I opened it, it's like, oh, I just missed. All right, so we had it. So I've got like three or four things, plastic stuff,
uh-huh.
right? And my wife had said, okay, she sent me a text. We've gotten a bunch of clothes for our kid. We're going to go to the dressing room and try them on. I said, okay, I'll meet you there. So I'm walking across the store, and it's like, I don't know where the dressing room is. Is it over here? And it's like, okay, I'm clumsy. So I ask a clerk, and I'm holding Tupperware-like products in my hand, and I said, excuse me, yeah, where are the dressing rooms?
Uh-oh.
Sir, we can't resell those after you
Uh-oh.
Do those things to them.
Uh-oh.
And the dude looked at me like, why do you need a dressing room when you're holding Tupper? And then it dawned on me. I'm like, oh, no, I'm meeting the rest of my family back there. That didn't help either. It's like, oh, your whole family's a freak. And I just looked at it. I said, dude, just where are the dressing rooms? And I said, well, they're over there in that corner. Thank you. Thank
Sir,
you very
we
much.
Sir, we have a lot of unusual shoppers in this store. We don't need someone to add to the atmosphere here. We already got enough of that.
It was really funny. And then, of course, I had to play it up. As I walked toward the dressing room, the lady looked at me. You know, she's guarding the counter so that you don't dare go back with more than two or three items. And I looked and I said, is there a dressing room open right now?
Oh, jeez.
And she, she looked at me. She goes, no. No, I know.
Not for you, there isn't.
Not for new. No. So that was the highlight of my day. And then when that happened, I thought, oh, yeah, that's. We're going to talk about that first thing in the morning. So that was the fun that I had. However, there is a bit of tragedy that happened this morning as well. Finally happened. I knew it was coming. I could tell. It was only a matter of time. But it is truly a sad day, my friends.
Okay.
Door handle to my car finally broke off in my hand. The inside door handle for me to get out of the car. Came off in my hand.
So now you are always exiting through the passenger side.
I am doing a Dukes of Hazzard, getting in and out of the car.
Oh, come on. Through the window?
I thought I was going to have to. But
you wouldn't fit through the window, would you?
Well, that's really kind of harsh on this, the Columbus Monday.
This is a choice of,
may you
of
get
two
smallpox.
Evils. Because, you know, the parking brake can give you a strange feeling if you're trying to climb over to the passenger side.
So I found that there is actually a little metal lever that if I stick my finger in there and pull really hard, it'll unlatch the door. So I'm trying to decide, do I go down to the dealership and spend, I don't know what, probably $200-$300 to have a door handle put in?
Or just go get a new car. You've been talking about getting one of those ex-police cars.
Well, had that conversation with the missus, too. That didn't go well.
Well, maybe it will now.
We need to buy a little less Tupperware because
just tell her. Just tell her that you don't want me to throw my back out trying to get out of the car now. That would cost more in health care. You know,
well, the one that I was looking at, it has 115,000 miles on it, and that's the best one that they had. And my wife is like, "We're not buying a car with 100,000 miles. We've got a car with 180,000 miles on it. Why do you want another car with over 100,000? We're going to buy a new car.
This one's only going back and forth to work, dear."
I said, "But this one," and she goes, "Really? A police car that's been driven back and forth to get groceries and it's been well taken care of?" I said, "Yeah."
"If this car could talk, dear."
No high speed chases here.
She goes, "Yeah, and I don't even want to know what's in the back seat." She goes, "You realize if you got that car, none of your family would ride in the back seat. You know that." I'm like, okay. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. By the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, it's Columbus Day. So happy Columbus Day, and may we all...
Do we still celebrate Columbus Day?
Do you have smallpox? No. See? We celebrate it.
Columbus Day is here. It's time to celebrate. Even though you're working on this holiday. In 1492, discover the ocean blue. That's not exactly true, 'cause everybody knew the Atlantic Ocean was there. I guess what I meant to say in that previous verse is he discovered the new world that Native Americans discovered first. Happy Columbus Day!
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.